All right, now, happy Thursday to you guys. I'm Vijay Jordan. Hope you guys are great. All right, now, there you have it. All right, now, the United States. All right, now, the Nazi baby-murdering president in the White House and Wall Street. All right, now, issued counterfeit stock. All right, now, every punk that bought that stock knew what they were. They knew it, and they had an understanding. They were buying counterfeit stock. You're on the hook for it. I am not helping you, right? The 100% you're seeing, these punks, and this baby murderer Biden and old damn Wall Street, they were banking on being able to steal my money. So much so, I thought they said they wanted to help America. Okay, why are they making the whole stock market around my money? Why are they making the whole stock market around my wealth? Why are they making the whole stock market around my money that's earned fair and square through the Lord Jesus, by the Lord Jesus? Okay, why were they issuing stocks they want to help America so bad? These assholes are trying to steal and enrich their shitty selves. What do you call it? And not just that, they tried to frame me, they tried to blackmail me, they tried to humiliate me, they tried to embarrass me. All right, no, they got caught at the international level calling me niggers and black bitches. All right, no, calling the Klan, saying frame this nigger. He got caught saying he planted Klan in place, he planted people in place to lie on me so that the United States can blackmail me out of my signature by lying on me. What do you call it? So these punks, they had a full understanding they were buying counterfeit stock. What's up? They said hoes and wild so much. Tuit was not funny. These nasty ass races, these other punks, right? What were these punks saying about hoes and wilds? What all the stuff that we've been talking about for months? They had a full understanding. They were buying counterfeits. Nobody talked to me. They understood that I came to no agreement with these folks. They understood that I did not sign my signature. They understood they were buying counterfeit stocks to the fact that they were banking on the United States and the racists in it being able to steal from me. Wall Street and this old Nazi Klan ass racist, this old Nazi bullshit racist called them, okay, I ain't stand this little nigger. Start making some stocks up. I thought these assholes said they want to help America. Why are they trying to rob me blind while issuing stocks for my money? What's up? You had a full understanding that you were buying counterfeit stocks. You had a full understanding because the money is just counting up. You notice how nobody has been able to touch it because I did not issue that stock. Anything about Jesus getting said, thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the little Lord Jesus. Amen. All right. Now, it bothered me right now. That's what about old Warren Buffett, his old clown versus his old self. Thinking that he could steal, you know, 900 million shares of fraud from me. I was talking to the Lord about it. I was praying about it. I was like, Lord, this bothers me. This really bothers me. I was on my knees praying to the Lord. I was like, Lord, this really bothers me. These folks have treated me so nasty. This old racist old man stole 900 million shares and the Lord gave it to me. He was not able to steal anything. Let me explain what old clown Warren Buffett thought he could do, putting his heart and his soul, thinking the racists could frame, lynch, and steal from me. Warren Buffett had so much confidence that these racists could frame me and steal from me. He bought 900 million shares of fraud, of counterfeit stock, right? Knockoffs, counterfeits, they're not real. You know what? They're not real, okay? I own 100%. I did not issue them. You are all, these punks are saying hoes and wells. These punks are saying hoes and wells. These racists are saying black bitches and niggers in the cotton fields. We just talked about that. So, okay, they had a full understanding. They were buying counterfeits. Their game was to steal everything. Their game was to frame me and blackmail my signature. Do you see that? They got caught even at the international level. Call me black bitches and niggers about my own money, right? They put zero investments into. They put zero money into. Okay, it's like this. You grown boys. All right, now you bought counterfeit stock. You're fried. I am not giving your ass to 70% of my money. You said hoes and wells, you understood it was counterfeit. You kept saying hoes and wells, you understood it was counterfeit. You said shit about me being a woman, you understood it was counterfeit. You had these nasty ass racists getting up lying to the whole world saying hoes and wells. You understood it was counterfeit. These little punks that are up under them, they understood it was counterfeit. You said hoes and wells, you're every cruel, vicious, and heartless way towards me. You understood that you said hoes and wells, okay? You understood you were buying counterfeits. You understood you were buying counterfeits. You understood I didn't issue them. You understood it. How does this shithole baby murdering killer racist, all right, of men and women and children, this killer racist that burned babies alive, this Nazi Hitler that did the worst Holocaust attack on the Jewish people since the Holocaust, old criminal killer blow body, he was trying to frame me for 3 years to be a criminal. I'm not a criminal. His own nasty ass is a criminal. And these shithole racists got the audacity to try to frame. I don't understand that. Everybody's that racist. If you're not, please don't be offended. But again, I say, these are grown men, all right, now what are they pretending to be sucking Tom, okay? I would say the L for it, the study says promise a lot, scale that back, right? You know, that's the Lord. But you had a full understanding. You were by fraud. What did you say? Halls and walls. You understood. Nobody talked to me. Halls and walls. You understood I came into no contact with anybody. Halls and walls. You understood that there was no agreement between me and nobody in the United States. You understood you were buying counterfeit stock. You understood it. Your money is fraud. It is counterfeit. As the United States got told yesterday when they started crime scamming, they're like, okay, nobody told you to buy all this counterfeit stuff. They told you to go take it back to Wall Street. They didn't tell you to take it back to the counterfeiters, right? Some racist old ass clown, blow Biden, Joe Biden, this baby killing murder racist that lynched me, that tried to frame me, that humiliate me, embarrassed me, tried to put me on the streets so he could kill me. Does that make sense? Right? He called the Klan. The Klan said they planted people in place to allow me. These folks ain't been here to say shit to me, but they planted people to allow me, and they got busted by the federal government. They got busted international. What's up? So these assholes were trying to, coerce my censure by lying on me. They were trying to coerce my censure by destroying my life and framing me, right? And got caught fucking doing it, right? Why these asshole punks are right now that are lowered in this, you know, on the TV, these old so-called reporters, howls and wells, understanding what they were buying was counterfeit. Okay, how can there be an agreement if nobody has talked to me? I did not agree to give these assholes 70% of my money. These shitholes tried to double back and steal 100% of my money. You assholes are fraud. What am I supposed to say? Do you know how I've been treated? I was homeless. I was lynched. I was humiliated, embarrassed. They starved me. They dried up my money. Even this year, they're trying to get me kicked outside, dried up my money for 5 months straight. That didn't work. And they still putting people on the phone now. What's up? Tell me black bitches and niggers and said it's a counterfeit. What's up? You had a full understanding that I did not issue that stock. You had a full understanding it's counterfeit. Like they told your asses yesterday, take it back to Wall Street. Take it back to them counterfeiting assholes on Wall Street. Take it back to them. I'm not sure enough, your friend, I'm not giving you assholes shit. That stuff is worthless. It's garbage. It's zero. You took your real money and you gave, you know, and you tried to buy counterfeit as if you could steal from me, as if you could frame me, as if you could mistreat me. Said walls and halls, which means you had a clear and concise understanding. Nobody had talked to me like walls and halls. You kept saying, I'll block this, I'll block that, and I'll block this, I'll block that. You had an understanding. Nobody had talked to me. You had an understanding with your cruelness, your vicious, the punks at the bottom, the punks at the top. You had a full understanding that nobody had made an agreement with me. I didn't talk to anybody. You had a full understanding thinking that you could lie to steal from me, you could lie to mistreat me, you could lie to frame me. You had a full understanding that it's counterfeits because nobody talked to me. I own 100% of the stock. What's up? You had a full understanding. You were buying counterfeit stock. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Don't cry to people now thinking that you could be cruel and vicious and trample on my rights and mistreat me and make me homeless and try to frame me and humiliate me and starve me and drop my work and embarrass me and do 10 months of torture and war crimes and criminal acts against me and keep trying to frame me and got caught again trying to frame me. These shithole fake preachers calling the Klan to frame me. What's up? This old nasty ass racist called me black bitches and niggers saying, hey me. All right, no, as he called the Klan, said he planted people in place to lie, said he planted people that agreed to lie. He planted people he told to lie. He planted people that said they would lie. He planted people in place to lie on me, got caught by the federal government, even international. They caught this shithole being caught planted Klan in place. What's up? He got caught calling me a nigger so many times they can't count it. He said it so many times. What's up? As these other punks start saying howls and wows with a full understanding, you were buying counterfeit stock. You did say howls and wows and blocks and nobody has to talk to me, right? You did say that, right? You had an understanding that, you know, does that make sense? What you're buying is counterfeit. It's worthless. You were banking on being able to steal. You were banking on being able to lie. You were banking on being able to pretend up house so you could steal. You were banking on stealing. You were banking on lying to steal. You were banking on stealing. So you had an understanding. That's every punk that's crying now. You understood you're buying counterfeit stock. What's up? Nobody's coming to you assholes' rescue. I am not giving you any of my money. It's 100%. You notice that? Because I did not issue the stock. That's why it's 100%. And year after year, as you beg, you've been begging for my money for 3 years. You've been issuing stock for 3 years. They told you from the get-go, I get 100% of everything. You argued and you cried about it. You had a full understanding thinking that you could frame me to steal from me. You can lynch me to steal from me. You could try to kill me on the streets to steal from me. They put me on the streets twice last year, slipping in the back of a car because these racists are trying to steal somebody to kill me. Right? What's up? Oh, not just that. They starve me. They humiliate me. They embarrass me, trying to bend down, kill me from stress. What's up, right? You had a full understanding from top to bottom saying wells and house because punks at the bottom and punks at the top kept saying house as well. You had a full and clear understanding. You were buying counterfeits. You had a full and clear understanding. It had no value. You had a full and clear understanding that I had made no agreement with nobody to extract no fraud to strip your counterfeits. You had a full and nobody's paid me shit. Do you notice that? I have to go overseas just to go to the bank. Not just that. Check this out. They didn't get paid for my money either. What you had was a bunch of clowns by counterfeit stock in the United States, right? I thank God for the people at the top in their integrity. I thank the Lord Jesus first and foremost for his integrity, his goodness, his righteousness, and his love, and his kindness, and for him speaking straight through the people at the top. They say anything that I extract is mine. Anything, you know, whether it be diamonds, emeralds, rubies, or pearls to flat out, you know, cash money, liquid, or even gold, is mine, right? I am not touching no supply chain on U.S. territory. You'll never pull this shit again. Ever, God willing. Not ever. I'm not extracting on U.S. territory, right? And there's nothing against Trump. This dude is just getting in there. But you notice how there's been all this bullshit about housing walls. Do you notice that? Do you notice that, you know, these punks at the bottom and at the top kept repeating that because they had an understanding they were buying counterfeits. I did not issue them. They were buying counterfeits. They've been begging for my money for 3 years. Do you notice how they have not been able to touch it? So they understood they have been buying counterfeits. They understood they could not touch my money. They kept trying to holler my signature so they could lie to try to swindle away. They kept buying counterfeits despite needing my signature. They did not have my signature and they kept buying counterfeits. They never had my signature and they kept buying counterfeits. Okay, that means they had a full understanding. They were giving their real money for zero. They were giving their real money for nothing. They were giving their real money for counterfeits that have no value. They understood. It is not complicated. It's counterfeit. I had that punk on the squat box, right? Now, Andrew, does that mean he's talking about it's complicated? And people got smiles. No, it's not complicated, right? How is it complicated? You bought fraud. I said, I heard all these assholes say halls and walls, right? I think I'll be up for it. Does that mean he's calling a punk? You had a clear understanding of what you were doing. You said halls and walls. But you kept, with acknowledgement, nobody talked to me or spoke to me. There was no agreement reached. You begged for my money for 3 years, but you have not been able to touch it because I didn't issue the stock. And you kept trying to cash it in at the top, and they kept telling you, no, she did not issue this stock, and you can't cash it in. That's when you started dumping your shares in the open market, and other fools started to buy the counterfeits pretending they're real. See, the emperor never had on any clothes. The counterfeit stock was never worth any money. Do you notice that? The counterfeit stock was never worth any value. But you had a bunch of racists promising people they could steal everything by framing me. They could steal everything by lynching me. They could steal everything by drawing up my work, trying to make me look crazy and incompetent. Biden called me a black bitch. He called me a dumb black bitch and said I couldn't handle my own stuff. He didn't mention he could draw up my work. He didn't mention the extensions. He didn't mention me going before a judge, trying to fight for my house. He didn't mention me changing jobs 3 times. He followed me to all 3 of them, drawing up my work. He didn't mention stealing $1,200 rent check from me. See, he didn't mention that while he was calling me black bitch, you calling me dumb when he got me kicked out of my house, calling me black bitches and niggers, right? He didn't mention that he started calling international begging for my money, which he did. What's up? Now, from top to bottom, everybody has heard these punks say, you know, hells and walls, right? So that is acknowledgement that I haven't spoken to anybody, right? That's acknowledgement they were banking on being able to steal, right? You notice how they say they go frame and they want to lie. They put me through hell and high water. They tried to frame me. I mean, they got the best. I mean, look at these assholes. These shitholes got the best of these nasty-ass racists. These people with integrity. Like, no, this girl is not a criminal. Does that mean since you got a racist without conscience murdering children and burning them alive? He don't give a damn about me and framing me. As he planted, clan in place, he got these shitholes to say, okay, you know, we're going to get this nigger. And they already, they talk to their clan relatives, their clan nieces, their clan nephews, their clan mothers, their clan fathers, their clan family, their clan families, their clan friends. They Nazi-hating Hitler asses. Instead, they would sit there and lie. They would sit there and lie me. They would sit there and lie me and don't even know me. They would sit there and lie me and hate me despite not knowing me. They would sit there and lie me and hate me despite me never doing any evil or wrong against them. They would sit there and lie and hate me despite me not doing any sin against them. They would sit there and just lie on me like that because they so fucked up and racist. That's what they found the shithole to be doing. Okay, nobody can lie. They didn't know it was counterfeit. What's up? You fried. I'm not giving you assholes 70% of my money. Hell, I'm not giving you 30%. You knew full well, saying halls and walls as much as you punks did, it was counterfeit what you were buying. You had a clear understanding. As they told your asses in the United States system, you stood your asses up crying, because I did not cause this. I said, don't buy it. And I was like saying, okay, I'm not going to shoot up your stock, don't buy it. These racists tried to say I get 30% of my own money, then these shitholes double back saying they go steal everything. You're not stealing shit, I get 100%, right? As they lynched me, tried to frame me, they starved me, they humiliated me, they tortured against me for 10 straight months. And bigger shitholes like Obama and old nasty-ass TD Jakes tried to continue it on because they so fucked up and shitty too, they want to steal so bad. What's up? You had a clear understanding. Saying halls and walls. Nobody had talked to me. There was no agreement. You do not have my signature. You will never get my signature in Jesus' name, not ever. I'm not signing shit. Just sure as Jesus lives and sits at the right hand of the living God, I'm not signing shit to sign over my money. I'm not signing no fine print. I'm not going to the Bank of the United States. I want the whole world to see these buttholes and how they operate and how fucked up and racist they are. And God forgive me for cussing. God forgive me for cussing. And clown holes like T.D. Jakes and Obama too. If you're gonna call it the racist, call it their behinds. They're just as bad as old blow. I was just as bad. They didn't burn babies alive, but Biden nasty old ass did, right? His old killer crackhead murdering son, Hitler Hunter Biden, right? You know, goddamn mass murdering, goddamn Nazi racist, right? Saudi intelligence reports they kept bombing children. Saudi I was homeless, they kept drowning up my money, starving me, humiliating me, embarrassing. Saudi I was homeless, they kept pulling my work off the phone for 10 straight months. Saudi I was homeless. People call me shit. Does that make sense? And this so-called fake-ass family didn't help me. I slept outside in the car, people in the house, I'm sleeping outside the car. Nobody tried to help me. They didn't try to pull together to help me. They didn't try to do shit to help me. As a racist was laughing, saying that we got this nigger, we got this black bitch. You know, they gonna start calling this shit, and this nigger stupid, this bitch is stupid, trying to steal my money from me. You had a full understanding what they were issuing, what Nazi killer murdering, baby murdering Biden, Jewish baby murdering Biden. In Wall Street issue, you had a understanding that what you were buying is counterfeit. You had an understanding, but you were banking on these racists trying to steal from me. What's up? You had an understanding that it's worth zero, because I'm not going to screw it up, I promise you. I'm not extracting you. I'm not giving you any of my money. Once I get my money, I'm not coming back to the United States for the time being. Oh, God, no. No. Not just that. Do you want better? Jesus willing, I'm not extracting any fraud on the U.S. continent, on the United States continent in the 50 states. I'm not extracting any more fraud or commodities or diamonds or jewels or emeralds. No, anything. I'm not extracting any cash money or any gold. Anything. No commodity, no cash money. I'm not extracting any fraud. I'm not extracting any stock on the U.S. territories. In no U.S. territory with no U.S. jurisdiction, no 50 states, United States, no place like Guam or Puerto Rico. I'm not going there anyway. Does that make sense? But I'm just putting it to you like this. On nowhere that the U.S. has jurisdiction, it might stack and fraud ever again. You will never pull this bullshit again. Not ever. You punks will never pull this bullshit again. I want them to pop up and lie that they did not know they were buying counterfeits. But they were so sure that America could steal from me by framing me. They were so sure America could frame me to try to blackmail me into forcing my signature by lying on me and framing me. This man said he planted Klan in place to lie on me. I want any of these punks to pop up this morning and say that they did not know they were buying counterfeits. My money sat there at 100%. It's been at 100% for 3 years. You knew you were buying counterfeits in 3 years. Despite you buying all this counterfeit fraud, my money balance keeps going up and nothing's coming down out of it. Do you notice that you had a full, you watch my money every day, you punks. You had a full understanding you were buying counterfeit fraud. You had a full understanding it was worth zero, but you were banking on these racist shitholes to be able to steal from me. You had a full understanding saying halls and walls with these fucking racists that these folks trying to steal from you. You had a full understanding of your cruelty and viciousness in your line. Okay, how did serving black man Joe Scarborough through the back door? He is a black man. I don't care. All right, America. Okay, America's so racist and fucked up. You have a black man, Joe Scarborough, saying, oh, my God, you know, call him anything. Just don't call him a black man despite him being a black man. His parent is black. Joe Scarborough got a black parent, a mixed race parent, but a black parent. Joe Scarborough's great grandparent is black. They ain't got no mixed heritage. They're black. Joe Scarborough's own grandparent is black, mixed race, got a black parent. He is black. What's up? He black. Okay. Joe Scarborough still want to play pretend, trying to intimidate people in his rank in the Freemasons, saying play pretend with him and say he white. You notice how America treat black people so shitty? You got a black man pretending to be white, saying call him anything, just don't call him black, because America treat black people so damn bad. America treat black people such like shit. Hey, poor people of color too, right? America treat poor people of color, black people, like such shit. You got a black man that pretended to be white for 61 years, saying call him anything, just don't say he black. Despite his own parent being black with a black parent, they got a black parent, right? His own parent is black. His own parent's parent got a black parent that's not mixed race. So his grandparent has a black parent that's not mixed race. And right now, in the biracial parent that got a black parent is his parent's parent, will make him completely, he black. And he still want to play pretend, saying you could call him anything, just don't call him a black man. Just don't say he African-American. Just don't say he black, because he has a full realization as he was being racist, tapping into black white privilege, treating people like shit of color, treating black people like shit. He has a full understanding of how he's treated other, how other racists have talked around him. He has a full understanding how racists have said nigger and roaches around him. Biden called black people roaches. All right, now he can say niggers and everything else. He had a full understanding of how people would view him. He has a full understanding to the fact that he has been around some of the most scummiest racists, laughing with them, thinking it didn't affect him because he kept lying about being white. And Joe Scarborough, despite him being exposed with a completely black great-grandparent, a completely black grandparent, I mean, shit, biracial, got a black parent, a black. Joe Scarborough's own parent is black, right? And he black, too. Despite Joe Scarborough being, found for certain to be an African-American black man, he is a black man. He's as black as Obama. Obama got mixed heritage, too. Joe Scarborough do, too. He's as black as Obama. He is more fair-skinned than Obama. That's the only difference between him and Barack Obama. Joe Scarborough is fair-skinned. Obama is more, you can tell, Obama black. They're the difference between the two of them. But America treats black people so fucking bad. You have a black man pretending to be white and still trying to hold on to pretend to be white, saying call him anything, just don't call him a black man. Because he realizes what's been said behind the scenes around him when they thought he was white. He realized how he has treated people that's black. He realized what they're going to do to him. He realized that. That's how bad America treats people of color and black people. And poor people, too, to be honest, of all colors. Especially black people. What's up? So you had racists saying black bitches and niggers. You had racists saying they planted the Klan. And they Klan moms and their Klan fathers said, yes, they'll allow me. I'll allow this nigger. And they Klan sisters and brothers said, yes, I'll allow this nigger. I don't even know them. And they Klan moms and fathers said, they'll allow this nigger. I don't even know. Their Klan grandparents said, they'll allow this nigger. I don't even know them. Their Klan nieces and nephews and sisters and brothers and friends said, they'll allow this nigger. I don't even know them. Said they planted them in place. They agreed to sit there. They agreed to sit there and lie. They agreed to sit there and lie despite not knowing me. They agreed to sit there and hate me despite not knowing me. Just after looking at me for 3 whole years, seeing I'm not a criminal. He planted Klan in place. Okay. This is the son of a bitch that said issue counterfeit stock. While these other punks were crying halls and walls with having an understanding, nobody talked to me. There was no agreement or nothing. I did not agree to give you any of my money. You do not even have my signature, okay? Despite you not having my signature, and these folks have been telling you from the get-go, you need my signature. Despite you not having my signature, you've known for all 3 years, you need my signature. Despite you not having my signature, this Debbie says, because they told you from the get-go, I get everything that I extract said is hers. She get everything because she extracted it right. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I'm going to go to China to make them offer Jesus when they can't refuse. I'm not extracting anything in that sense. Ask women about the kings, the queens, the princes, the prime ministers, the chancellors. I write on the governors and the rulers across the world saying, come to your country. All right, no, to extract, because I promise you, look at America. I'm not extracting shit in America. I'm not helping America, right? It's not me being anti-American. Okay, do you see how America treated me? What's up? So I'm supposed to take a slap in the face. These assholes didn't fix anything. They didn't say they were sorry, and they're not sorry. They kept saying halls and walls. They kept trying to frame me. Sorry, we'll not fix this shit. It's a little late for that now. Now they want to cry because they can't steal any money. I get 100% of everything. I get 100% of that money. The money you see getting counted up, the money you see being counted up, I get 100% of that money. That is my money. I get 100% of it. It is earned through the Lord Jesus. It is earned by the Holy Spirit. It is earned by the Father God, Jehovah's wisdom. By his Son, the phenomenal Lord Jesus, the incredible Father God, Jehovah, the Creator. The amazing genius of the Holy Spirit is earned money. 100% of it I get. I get 100% of my money. I'm not giving you a percentage of my money. You had an understanding that you were buying counterfeit stock. You said you kept seeing halls and walls. You knew nobody had talked to me. You got a stream. You got a camera on me. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You've been filming me for 3 whole years. You knew nobody had talked to me. You kept buying that counterfeit stock. What's up? You're fried. As he told you behind yesterday, take it back to Wall Street. Said, it's not my problem. It's not my problem. I agree with them. I thank God for Jesus. I didn't cause this cruelty, this viciousness, this racism, this heartlessness, this callousness, this evil, this nasty. I did not cause this stuff. These some shitty faggots. God forgive me for the long language. I'm so sorry about that. That's the first time I said it. I didn't cause this. And God forgive me for the effort, because I know people are struggling out there. If you are, please don't be offended, because I can't judge where you're walking at. But I can't say about how these folks treated me. I can't say about how these folks tried to steal from me. I can't say how these folks mistreated me. I can't say how these folks tried to frame me for my own money. They tried to kill me for my own money. They had me homeless for my own money. They starved me for my own money. They humiliated me for my own money. I can't say how these folks treated me. They understood, okay, this is what these punks have been doing. They've been dumping out the fraud shares, and other people have stupidly picked up the fraud shares. And they kept trading by the fraud shares. One person dumped the fraud share, and another person dumped the fraud share, and another person dumped the fraud. And they kept buying this counterfeit shit, knowing that, okay, they see my money keep going up and nothing's come out of it. They kept buying the fraud share, banking on that they could steal. Warren Buffett, you better go knock on Warren Buffett's door. He's sitting on $300 billion to ask for your money back. You better go to Wall Street and ask for your money back. Warren Buffett, see, he saw that it was fraud. He understood it was fraud. He understood it was counterfeit. Warren Buffett got it a couple of months ago. This is counterfeit. He got the hell out of it. He sold 500 million shares. He took your money. He cheated you out of your money. He stole your money. He dumped. Well, then again, y'all tried to steal from me, so I don't feel bad for you. He dumped those counterfeit shares, and you bought them up thinking that you could steal. You bought them up thinking that you could steal something to show up your fraud and your counterfeiting. You bought them up thinking that you could steal from me and frame me to try to show up your bullshit, and you selling counterfeit stocks. You assholes are fraud. I'm not giving you shit. I'm not giving you no percentage of my money. I'm taking all 100% of it. You said Hobbs and Wiles, you had a full understanding. Yes, Lord. You had a full, God, because you had a full understanding. Look, you know, it just came to me like, you know, it's getting kind of long, right? You know, I write no dust. Like, you had a full understanding saying Hobbs and Wiles that nobody had talked to me. There was no agreement. You had a full understanding your cruelty saying I was blocked and said you would steal all my money. These punks kept lying, they're going to steal all my money. God, the Lord Jesus made a liar. I don't tell every fool that said Jesus is not real. I bet you believe in him this morning. Because that's by his blood of Jesus who covered me. That's by the blood of Jesus who kept me. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for the Lord Jesus. I thank God for the only living, breathing God, the most awesome and mighty God. I thank God for the Lord Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. You said Halls and Walls, you understood what you were buying is counterfeit. You understood what you were buying is valueless. And as they told you behind, just say, go Wall Street and get your money back. I'm telling you too, they're counterfeit. You better go get your money back for Wall Street. You ain't got shit to do with me. You're fried. So if you spent everything, you're going to go bankrupt and it's not my problem. As you were fine to lynch me, humiliate me, embarrass me, put me on the streets, make me homeless, drop my work, call me black bitches and niggas, torture me, even drop my work this year and last year, called a clown on me saying you plant people in place to lie on me despite these people hating me and they don't even know me. What's up? You got called the international up, call me niggas and black bitches. You got caught trying to frame me so you could like, try to force my signature by framing me and lying on me. You got caught. Counterfeit. Worthless. You ass clowns have zero. You better go start knocking on Wall Street store to get your money back. And Warren Buffett that started dumping that crap out online. And you were so stupid, you took your real money, thinking you could cheat me and rob me and steal from me. You took your real money about all his fraud of why he laughing and giggling, said no, $300 billion of your dollars, not mine. See, God don't like ugly. That sure is on the other foot, right? And it don't feel so good. Do it. Good morning. Thank you guys so much. Counterfeit, zero worthless stock. They told you yesterday to go to Wall Street and get a refund. I'm not giving you shit a percentage of my money. You don't get no percentage out of my money. You know damn well you didn't have my signature when you start buying that counterfeit shit. You did not have my signature. You start saying Wiles and Halls. You're fried. No, I'm not giving you shit. I'm not taking a reduction for my own money. I get 100% of every dime that's being counted up, right? You had an understanding that you did not have my signature. You had an understanding saying Halls and Wiles, nobody had talked to me. You understood you were buying counterfeits. You just were so sure you could steal. But by Jesus' goodness, you couldn't this time, right? You assholes are through. It's worth zero. Stupid. Thank you guys so much. Good morning.